Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
877-881-1053. The number to call, the number to text on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. We want to hear from you, the Tolos, the Bleeders, the Cedars out there. 877-881-1053. How do you feel? Where do you stand? Are you okay with the move the Cowboys made or the move that they didn't make in terms of getting a long-term deal done with Dak? Do you want a long-term deal done with Dak? Are you okay with him on the tag? Are you not a believer in Dak? Are you a believer in Dak? Now is your time to sound off with some Tolo takeaways. Zach Wolchuk alongside Kevin Gray.
Tolo.
And we got Zero hanging out with you tonight. 817 attaboy, Zero. That was absolutely
Zero in his bag
fantastic.
Back there. I see
fantastic. Wow. That was amazing. All right, we start off with Samuel in Dallas. Samuel, you're on 105.3 The Fan. What's going on, my man?
How you doing? How's everybody doing today?
We're doing well. Thank
doing
you.
All right,
how are
man.
You?
Appreciate it.
I'm glad. Well, first of all, I'm a long-term Tolo. I have to hear you guys every time on my way home. So throughout the day, I'm always working, so I'm driving around. So always a pleasure. So what I wanted to say was this. I understand that Dak needs to get paid because he's a top 10. That's for sure. But the thing that I wanted to see is, it's clutch quarterback play that wins the Super Bowl. When you look at the last Super Bowls, you see that the last Super Bowls have been played by quarterbacks that make those clutch plays when they need to be. And I think that we haven't seen that. And it could be because of Jason Garrett's coaching. So I'm glad that I prefer the security, but at this point, I just want to see Dak just sling the ball. I want to see Dak do what he can do with a new coach and then see what he can do then. And then pay the man. If he can do it, pay the man. If he can't, then we understand that we need a new quarterback or we need something else.
Appreciate the call, Samuel. KG, I agree with a lot of what Samuel was saying there.
It's one of those things where you could look at several factors on what Dak Prescott has been able to do, what he hasn't been able to do. You could say some of that has been some of the coaching that has held him back. You could say certain situations have held him back. I still believe that this is a quarterback, given the totality of what we've seen through the first 4 years of his career, that he is going to be the guy that's going to lead you to a Super Bowl championship. And there's nothing to me that would indicate that his play is going to regress. So while he hasn't had all of the seminal moments of some of the Hall of Fame quarterbacks that we've seen in Super Bowl winning lore, he is on his way to doing that. And if he is that guy, then you make the call to pay him to put himself in a position where he has that kind of security to then go out and be what you believe he is as a franchise leader.
877-881-1053 to chime in on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text or go ahead and call. Zero is taking your calls behind the glass. I want your opinions on Dak Prescott and the Cowboys here on your home at Dallas Cowboys Football. 105.3 The Fan, the 469. I'm okay with Dak on the tag. I think buyer's remorse for Zeke has impacted Dak's deal. Do you buy into that at all, Kevin Gray?
No, Zeke has earned every bit of his dollars so far that he's been paid, so I don't think there's buyer remorse there. It's amazing that the organization decided we're not going to take the hard line on the defensive end in DeMarcus Lawrence. We're not going to take the hard line on the running back or the hard line on the wide receiver in Dez Bryant, but we're going to take a stand on this quarterback. We're going to take a stand on Dak Prescott when no other team ever does that, especially given the production that we've seen for Dak Prescott his first 4 years. No one takes that hard of a line on the quarterback, so it just baffles me at this point.
All right, let's go out to line 2, Dominique in Dallas. Dominique, you're on with the Nosebleed Seats. What's going on?
Fellas, how you doing? Love the show.
Appreciate you, man. Doing well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, brother, it's great. Don't take this the wrong way. I feel Dak is the perfect quarterback for the Cowboys, but right now when, you know, they fired Jason Garrett, I know everybody's going to go against this, but you know, I think firing Jason Garrett, Jason was Dak's mentor, and taking him out of the circle, that made Dak move his card a little bit different. He's letting his agent take care of everything. Dak would have signed the deal if Jason would have been still in Dallas. But getting rid of Jason, I think Dak is so emotionally tied into this deal with the Cowboys that now he's just out of the loop and he's just letting the cards fall where they fall. I don't think Dak's going to get his deal. I think he'll play this year and they'll see how it works, but I just don't see Dak staying in Dallas.
Appreciate you, Dominique. I that's an interesting take. I hadn't really thought about the Garrett-Dak relationship. I just don't know that I ever heard that their relationship was that strong to where it really would have an influence on Dak signing long-term with the Cowboys or not. You know, we know he has a good relationship with Kellen Moore as well. We know he really had a good relationship with John Kitna, who is now a high school coach in Burleson. But Kellen Moore's still there. Mike McCarthy is a better quarterback guru than Jason Garrett is. I mean, the track record speaks for itself with the success that he's had dating back to San Francisco, then New Orleans with Aaron Brooks, and then his time with Green Bay. Granted, he was with two Hall of Fame talents, so that right. helps you a little bit. But still, I mean, I don't know. I don't know that I like the call, Dominique. I think it's a unique take, but I don't know that I necessarily agree with that 100%. I don't know that Dak and Garrett really were that tight.
Yeah, we've heard Dak Prescott talk about in the past that, you know, he's grateful to Garrett that gave him his start. He was the one that believed in him to give him a chance to be the starting quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, and he's always respected and revered that relationship. But at the same time, I don't think it would have had much bearing on his decision on whether or not to remain the Cowboys quarterback going forward if Jason Garrett was or was not the head coach of this football team. I think his play, for the most part, has spoken for itself in that regard.
817, I like the approach the Cowboys are taking. I think this will be how teams do it going forward because it avoids the Sam Bradford situations, preventing teams sitting on dead money for years for overpaying a player. He has something to prove this year, so he comes with a chip on his shoulder and allows the team to see if the long-term money is well spent. Let's go out to Andrew in Fort Worth. Andrew, you're on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. What's going on?
What's going on, fellas? Thanks for taking my call. Hey, man, so I think Jerry's playing games with Dak. I think Dak is a great franchise QB. He should have been signed a long time ago. The guy doesn't miss any games, stays out of trouble. There's no reason that he shouldn't have that contract right now.
Yeah, I mean, look, Andrew, Kevin clearly agrees. I think Dak's done everything he needs to do.
Yeah.
I don't know what more you could ask Dak Prescott to possibly accomplish in his first 4 years in the National Football League. I mean, he's up there with some of the greatest that have played the game. The most wins by a starting quarterback since 2016 when Dak entered the league. You have Tom Brady with 47, then you have Dak Prescott and Russell Wilson with 40 each. And
like, that's it.
That's it.
That's the list.
It stops right there. And I understand to an extent that when Dak came in 2016, it was a very good situation. Offensive line was humming. You had Dez Bryant. You had Ezekiel Elliott, who was probably the best version of Zeke we've seen in a Cowboys uniform. Not that he's not a good running back anymore, but that was, oh my goodness, wow, MVP caliber type of Ezekiel Elliott. But you've had a complete turnover at the wide receiver position in 4 years since Dak's been here. In 2018, they went in with that receiver by committee. I mean, hell, I don't know. I don't think a lot of quarterbacks would have looked very good out there.
Yeah. Like, we have to keep in mind situationally what Dak Prescott has dealt with each of his first four seasons in the NFL, and he has been able to overcome a coach who did not put him in the best positions to succeed. He succeeded in spite of Scott Linehan at times not putting him in the best position to succeed, and then he's continued to progress in every metric and every advanced number that you would want to see out of a guy that you would consider as a top 5 to 10 quarterback in the NFL. So when you put all of that together, coupled with the amount of winning that he has done, he is on a trajectory that would lead you to believe that this is a guy that you would lock up long term. You say, Kevin, it takes two to tango and to dance to get a contract done. I understand that, but at the same time, the Cowboys would have been more financially prudent to get it done now, to lower the cap hit, to continue to do the kind of roster building that would put Dak Prescott in a position to further be able to lead this team. So there's a lot of reasons why this should have gotten done today or in previous, you know, over the previous year, despite the fact that it hasn't been done now.
817, with the team Dak has around him and the new coaching staff, he doesn't get a long-term deal next year unless he takes us to the NFC Championship. Just my opinion. Another 817, all Prescott has is a bag full of empty stats. All right, let's go out to my neck of the woods in Plano. Troy in Plano. Troy, you're on 105 through the fan. What's going on, my man?
What's up, guys? Dak Almighty is being disrespected. I mean, what does he have to do? Walk a tightrope? You want him to shoot some flames out his butt? They're going to mess around and lose this man, and then they're going to be talking. Y'all going to be talking about, oh, he's won a championship over here with Arizona, or he went over here with the Raiders, won a championship, and Cowboys going to be sitting there going, duh. Telling you, this is a terrible idea. We're going to lose him.
I appreciate your energy, Troy.
Yeah, I love the call, Troy. Good stuff there, Troy from Plano. And look, you and I mean, Kevin, we're both in the Dak's good enough to win a Super Bowl. I believe it.
I believe it too.
With the Dallas Cowboys. I don't know that he wants to leave Dallas. I could understand both sides maybe feeling a little bit sour towards one another. I think that happens a lot of times during these negotiations. I'm sure it happened during the Zeke negotiation, during the Tank negotiation. These things happen. I don't know that things are so bad to where at the end of the day, whenever they do meet for a long-term deal after this year's franchise tag, that Dak is going to say, you know what, deuces, I'm out of here. Give him the bird and go sign somewhere else. I don't think that will be the case. But I do think that it is very easy for us to point fingers and holes in Dak's game when you've got a quarterback that gives you a chance to win every Sunday, and how quickly we forget the purgatory that was to Tony Romo, to Troy Aikman, and the crap that was starting for this team in between. It's not easy to find a really good starting quarterback in the league, and Dak Prescott is a guy that certainly, if you don't think he's great, he's at least really good.
Yeah, and that's the part where I'm really confused with other folks who say, well, let Dak go, you know, trade him for, you know, compensation. The Cowboys have proven over the past several years that they are not good at evaluating talent that would put them in a position to do that kind of roster building, to have that kind of forward thinking that they could replace a Dak Prescott with a quarterback that could lead you on a cheaper deal to the same kind of promised land. So when you've been having a track record that doesn't lead you to have confidence in the Cowboys' ability to find and evaluate quarterbacks to replace Prescott, you need to do what you have to do for a guy who's proven through the first 4 years of his career that he is more than capable of leading your franchise over the next 4 to 5 seasons.
All right, let's go out to line 5. We got Texas Tootie in Fort Worth. Tootie, what's going on?
Hey, man, it's Texas Tweet, man, not Tootie, man.
Oh,
hey.
Texas Tweet. I'm sorry. Zero, I don't think, understood,
man.
It. And
yeah,
hey.
Zero, man, you got to get that right.
My bad, man.
Yeah, I call all the time, man. What I think, man, I'm being honest, man. The Cowboys, being a fan, we give them Dak props, but the only thing that matters in the NFL is the Super Bowl. Dak haven't won a Super Bowl. I like Dak, but he got to get it done. All the other teams that have been to the Super Bowl, the Cowboys, and I think the Joneses is not paying for just mediocre ball play. What y'all think about that one?
KG?
Well, look, Dak Prescott, through the first 4 years, let's take 2016, within a couple of plays of going to the NFC Championship game, leads the Cowboys back in that playoff game, goes toe-to-toe with Aaron Rodgers. You fast forward to this year. He's put himself in the position where if defensively, look, football's a team game. A guy can't go out and throw over 4,900 yards, 30 touchdowns, be one of the top QBR passers in all of the NFL, and go 8-8 without something else going wrong here. That's not to absolve Dak Prescott at times for some of the lackluster play that we've seen in certain situations, but at the same time, there are a myriad of factors that have kept this team overall over the past 4 years from having the kind of massive success that on paper they should have given the amount of talent on this roster. I don't put all of that at the foot of one Rain Dakota Prescott with respect to his play when you start thinking about the other factors, coaching, a poor defense, especially last year, that has kept this team from having the kind of success that they should have based on the play that we've seen from the quarterback position over the first 4 years of his career.
All right, should we try Jacob in Dallas? We'll give you one last try, Jacob. Can you hit the homer for us? Jacob in Dallas, you're on 105.3 The Fan.
You got Jacob here.
All right, what up, Jacob? What you got for us?
Hey, why are we talking about Aikman to Romo to Dak? Three way different quarterbacks, entirely different. Romo's not getting enough credit. Why are y'all not getting him enough credit?
What do you mean?
He's got the most fourth quarter comebacks.
Sure.
He didn't have the best team around him. He had the worst offensive coordinator in the entire NFL. And now we're talking about Dak being a potential Super Bowl quarterback? Come on, man.
Why? This isn't really about Tony Romo here. What is it about Dak that you don't think he's a Super Bowl caliber quarterback?
Well, first of all, I think his stats are construed. I mean, like, the longest passes, I think he's second or third to Mahomes. I think he's second. You know, those are runs after catches. You know, he's a check down player. He's been doing that. He's not check down Brad, don't get me wrong. But he's not got a rocket for an arm, you know, and his decision making is very slow. He's got slow progressions.
I appreciate the call, Jacob. He was second to Pat Mahomes in terms of air yards,
right,
and pushing the ball down the field. So the Dink and Dak narrative no longer applies.
It was the best deep ball passer.
Yeah, he graded out as the best deep ball passer in the NFL. So, I mean, if you want to talk about the decision-making at times, I could understand that. Certainly, the accuracy is an issue. It's not like Dak Prescott's a perfect quarterback. He has areas he needs to improve upon.
Right.
But he has also shown that he has improved upon that year in and year out with improvements and getting better.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.